ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend. Lisa Jacob is a Canadian actress best known for her role as the eldest daughter, Lydia Hillard, on Mrs. Doubtfire.
He's a she.
What?
I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah, no.
Watch your mouth, young man.
Oh, my God. Dad?
The Hollywood Classic celebrates 28 years this year. Lisa Jacob joins Cliff Owen Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
My first day as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
She worked opposite Robin Williams in one of the most iconic movies ever, Mrs. Doubtfire. Lisa Jacob, a.k.a. the oldest daughter in Mrs. Doubtfire. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to talk to you.
We are so excited. Mrs. Doubtfire is one of our favorite movies that we grew up with, and you grew up with in a very different way. Do you have any amazing memories from working on that film?
It was just a really wonderful experience to work on that shoot. We really felt like a family. That's not something that always happens on a film set. We were really lucky that way.
You also have said in the past that Mrs. Doubtfire and the time that it took to film that actually affected your schooling a lot. What happened there?
Yeah, so I'm Canadian. I was working with my high school and sending my schoolwork back to school while we were shooting on location in San Francisco. But that wasn't something that worked for my school. They thought it could be something that they could work with, but it turned out to not be. So they kicked me out of school.
Wow.
That's a really hard thing for a 14-year-old to have her education just ended so abruptly. I was pretty upset about it, and Robin, being the amazingly wonderful human that he was, saw that I was upset, and he actually wrote a letter to my high school asking them to please reconsider and allow me to come back to high school after we wrapped the shoot. Unfortunately, that didn't work.
Wow.
My school got the letter and they framed Robin's letter, but they did not invite
wow.
me back. But
that
yeah.
is bold.
Yeah.
What an incredible story.
Yeah.
If a letter from Robin Williams won't fix the problem, nothing will. And on that, let's talk about Robin Williams. I still remember the date. It was the 11th of August, 2014, that we learnt the news that Robin Williams had tragically passed away. It was such a sad, sad day. Tell us a little bit about the man, Robin Williams, and what he meant to you.
Incredibly, incredibly important person in my life. So I have struggled with anxiety and depression my entire life. And Robin was really the first person who sat down with me and was incredibly open about his own struggles with mental wellness. He wanted to talk to me about his issues with addiction and kind of all of the things that he had been through. And it really showed me the power of being open, of being vulnerable, of sharing and not being ashamed of what you've been through.
Do you have any funny moments with Robin from on set? Because he obviously had a very deep side, but he was also a very funny man as well.
Yeah, I mean, when he was on set, when we were filming, it was kind of the Robin that the public knew. When we were not filming, he was much more quiet and introspective. But when we were on set, I mean, it was like watching lightning strike. I mean,
wow.
He really was everything that you would expect. And the improvisation was just phenomenal. And honestly, really hard to keep up with as an actor working in a scene with him, because you really never knew. You could show up with all your lines memorized and it really didn't matter, because Robin was just going to take it and go wherever.
Just quickly, one last question. My favorite part of Mrs. Doubtfire, I've probably got two. Robin Williams putting his head in the cake and, hello, dear, and the boobs on fire and putting him out with the pan lids. But also the restaurant scene where he's at two consecutive dinners, one as himself and then one as Mrs. Doubtfire, and has to keep changing costumes. Do you have a favourite moment from the film itself? Because I think it's a film full of moments and everyone has their favourite.
I mean, for me, it doesn't get any better than a run by fruiting.
Remind us, what's that?
When he hits Pierce Brosnan with the lime.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've all wanted to do that to Pierce Brosnan at some point or another. Lisa, yep. Such fantastic memory, such a fantastic film. Lisa Jacob, who played Lydia in Mrs. Doubtfire, the eldest daughter, you have just been incredible to chat with this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
I so appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.